Hello, my name is Jennifer. This is not a sales call. We're going to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. Well, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Albright and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like a state legislature. Do you consider that you will definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
I'm going to vote in there in the primary.
Thank you so much. Can you please answer if you feel or your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable on each of the following people and organizations? The first one is Clean Dan Horn.
Who?
Clean Dan Horn.
Don't know.
Okay. And the next one is Danny Norris.
Don't know.
Okay. The next one is an institution. What's your opinion about Houston Independent School District?
Don't know.
May I know what's your opinion about Harold Dutton?
Yeah.
We can find this person very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat.
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay, the next one is Shayla Jackson Lee.
Now, I know her, but I'm not going to really vote for her.
Okay, do you feel that your opinion about her is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, and the next one is Joyce Chapman.
Don't know.
Thank you so much. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District, which is closer to your opinion about this. The first one is support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions of teachers and staff are dangerous. The second option is oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools.
Number two.
Thank you so much. The next one is that in March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which is which of these candidates will you vote for if you had to choose today? The first one is Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clean Dan Horn,
and Howard.
Okay, thank you so much. Next, there are a few statements about the current longtime state representative Harold Dutton and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. The first statement is Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
Yeah, more affordable housing in Houston.
Okay, do you find this statement very positive, somewhat negative, very negative?
Some positive.
Somewhat positive, okay. The next statement is Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free healthcare to uninsured lower income Texas Spain by free federal government Medicaid money.
What you say?
Sure. Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free healthcare to uninsured lower income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money.
Okay.
Do you find this very positive, somewhat
positive.
Negative? Very positive or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Okay, the next statement is that Representative Dutton was the only one Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally per 15 from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoiding prosecution. Do you find this very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Negative.
Very negative or somewhat negative?
Very negative.
Okay. The next statement is that Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
He what?
The last part is that he wrote the law allowing the state to do it. Do you
he
find
wrote
this?
The law.
Yes, he wrote the law.
Oh. Now, what about that again?
Okay. Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. Do you find this statement very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Somewhat positive.
Okay, the next statement is that Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Is all of this about Harold Dutton? He's the only one we're talking about?
For this part, yes. It is like your opinion for each of these statements
about him. Who are we talking about other than Harold Dutton?
It must do another question for the next of the candidates. This was just specifically for him. So may I know what's your opinion on this last statement?
Okay.
So do you find this very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Somewhat positive.
Okay. The next one, he voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost saving to lower and middle income homeowners. They find this very positive, somewhat negative. Okay. Very positive or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Okay, and the last statement about him is that he is fighting against the extreme Republicans ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women and travel and ban women for getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. Do you find this very positive, somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, based on this information, which of the following four candidates will you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for the State House if you have to choose today? Will you vote for Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clinton Horn, or Danny? Okay, thank you so much. Now, just a few questions for classification purposes. Could you please tell me if your age is between 18 and 39? 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
60.
Thank you so much. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself African American or Black?
Black.
Thank you. Do you have any children currently in the local public school?
No.
Thank you. And do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And that's basically it. I really appreciate you taking the time for the survey today. Thank you so much for your opinions.
Okay.
Thank you.